details are starting to emerge this morning of the consequences of an earthquake, which took place late last night, Western time, in Qinghai province near the Tibetan border of China. It's a magnitude 6.9 quake striking near the surface. Considerable damage, according to reports that we're just beginning to assemble now. Worst hit town, Zhenggu in remote Yushu County, which is about 500 miles from the Qinghai provincial capital in northwest China. Here's the voice of a Red Cross spokesperson, Francis Marcus, who's talking from Sichuan province.
It does appear that there is quite extensive damage and still many people trapped under buildings and considerable logistical difficulties, lack of excavating equipment and damaged roads, making it hard to logistically get relief supplies in.
The BBC's Michael Bristow joins us now live from Beijing. Michael, we've got a death toll of at least 400, but that's expected to rise, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, I mean, it's very early days yet, and that death toll has been rising as the hours progressed after this earthquake struck. At the moment, it stands at least 400, with 10,000 or more people injured. But people, officials and others at the scene say that there are many more people trapped below the rubble of houses, wood and earth houses, which simply collapsed when this earthquake struck about 8 a.m., just before 8 a.m. local time on Monday morning. Other bigger buildings, they even collapsed, and there's people trapped in a vocational school and under a hotel, which seems to have partly collapsed. So a major rescue effort, and in fact that's what's underway now. Rescuers from other parts of China are making their way, flying and driving into this remote area to begin the rescue work.
So that rescue work is going to be complicated by the fact that this is a very, very remote part of China, and the ability to move quickly is severely hampered by the terrain.
It is indeed. This happened in western China, in a province called Qinghai. It's mainly a Tibetan area, sparsely populated, mainly populated by farmers and herders, that kind of people. It's also very high. It's above 4,000 meters. Most of the county where this earthquake occurred, and it's quite cold, particularly on the evening. And there's a rain and sleet forecast for the next few days, so that's going to make rescue efforts even more difficult. And physically getting to this place, as you mentioned earlier, 500 miles or so from the capital of Qinghai, Xining. So getting there is going to take a long time, although I think the road is open despite several landslides caused by this earthquake. But certainly the remoteness is going to be an issue in the rescue effort.
Before we go, Michael Bristow, correspondent in Beijing for the BBC, any sense of the kind of controversy that erupted at the last Chinese earthquake, where building construction was said to be substandard, particularly schools?
I think it's too early to say yet. Most of the buildings were wood and earth that have fallen down, but there's no sense yet that it was because of any wrongdoing on the part of people who perhaps didn't build buildings well enough, but too early to tell at the moment.
Reporting on the magnitude 6.9 earthquake, which struck in China last night, Michael Bristow is the BBC correspondent in Beijing, where he says the rescue effort is underway and very, very challenging because of the terrain in western China.